Hey everybody, and welcome to a Moo episode of Indie Film Cafe. I'm your old pal, the Moo Cow, aka Paul A. Presenza, and as usual, I am joined by
your co-host, the sick Jonathan Moody.
How's it going?
Good.
Outstanding. And then the two of us are joined by
It's Liz Fletcher.
Liz is back.
Yay! Hi, guys.
Outstanding. How's it going, Miss Liz?
Oh, it's going. It's going good.
So you've been, I think you've been with us for four, five, six, and this is seven, so four seasons with us?
Something like that, I think.
Yeah. So we're very happy to keep having you back.
Yeah. Especially because today we're talking about a movie that I've been dying to do ever since I saw it when it first came out. I've just been waiting for the right time to spring it on Moody.
Well, wait, it came out a while ago, right?
Bib.
Yeah, so you can't be waiting for
2012.
Yeah, you can't be waiting for Indie Film Cafe back then. You didn't even know that existed. But you wanted to spring it on people.
He knew it would one day exist.
Of course. Waiting to spring it on all of my friends. I slowly, like, I brought it on to Gary.
Oh, God, poor Gary.
But we are talking about the infamous 2012 sequel, Thanksgiving 3. If you folks recall, we did the first Thanksgiving, on season one. And if you haven't figured it out, there was no Thanksgiving 2. That's the whole point of the movie that we're going to watch. It's gone meta. Turkey's gone meta. But that and a whole bunch of other things are what we're going to talk about right after we come back from hearing some
music.
Okay. Monkey says we're back. All right. So, I'm dying to know. Initial reactions for you guys. Who wants to go first?
Liz, you go first.
I go first?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, within the first minute, I was just thinking, what in the actual hell did Paul pick this movie?
The first minute where you see the titties, right there.
Well, yeah, the astronaut with her boobs out floating through space, like
as you
through
do.
Her suit. That was my first clue. I was like, oh, we're in for a ride here. I'm not a prude. I've cursed like a sailor before, but it was just very offensive, but it wasn't a funny offensive. It was like an awkward offense. And I couldn't keep up with the storyline. I was like, what is going on? Why is there a puppet here talking to this man with a 1700s wig on? I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this, Liz. Had you seen the first Thanksgiving movie?
I didn't, but Jonathan said it wouldn't matter because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And even Paul told me to tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the first Thanksgiving film is a pretty straight up slasher parody. Okay. Except it's a turkey puppet running around killing folks.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the whole thing on acid and spice and every other, all of the drugs. And it's just nuts. Moody, what did you think? Because you've seen both.
I absolutely hated it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was. Yes. And I use it only for specific movies. And I loved it. Like, I enjoyed the first Thanksgiving. I mean, it was fun. It was goofy. It was a bad movie. And it had, you know, I remember the biggest problem I had with it was there was shit in a coffee cup or something. You know? Somebody took a shit and put it in a coffee cup, you know, or
that
whatever.
That wigged out Moody for months.
I did not like that at all because I just was thinking all about all my coffee. Get that, don't never do that shit. No, literally. But this movie was just like, it was like they had no plot and they just try to like throw things together to make it sense, and it just didn't. It didn't. It wasn't. It didn't have the humor the first one had. The first one cracked me up, you know, a lot. It was stupid and funny and goofy, but it had humor. This tried so hard to be funny at times that I'm like, I cringed, literally cringed.
Well,
Yeah,
is there
it was
anybody
cringe.
who can possibly describe what the story is in Thanksgiving 3?
Jonathan usually picks me because I'm so bad at it. You want me to take a whack at it?
Take a whack at it, Liz.
Yeah, like a
Okay,
whack-a-mole.
so
Take a whack at it.
we open and there's this evil turkey who's in space, I think, and this Thanksgiving 2 was supposed to happen, but for some reason didn't because it was so awful that they just decided to get rid of all evidence of it. So Mr. Turkey decides that he's going to go try to find this last copy. But there's also this puppet girl who has lost her mind.
No me.
There's this worm with his robot friend who does something very disturbing towards the end. But yeah, he's basically trying to find this last copy of Thanksgiving 2.
Mean,
Like ring the
that
blind
should
door.
have been more
Was
of the
that?
idea, but like then there was like multiple subplots that involved other shit that made no sense whatsoever that just
Don't forget Grandma.
Well, I mean, Grandma, who we both have a picture of on her background.
Rapping Grandma puppet. In fact, this is a world very similar, in my opinion, to Meet the Feebles,
Yeah,
almost,
thought
where
about that.
in Meet the Feebles, it's a total puppet universe. There are no humans. Whereas this is more of a 60-40, 60% puppet, 40% human
Yeah.
kind of world. Which I loved, by the way.
I don't mind the puppets. I love the puppets. I just thought the writing just wasn't very good. And I know with a lot of these B horror comedies, that's how they're supposed to be, but I don't know. I didn't really laugh at
Yeah.
all.
That was part of the problem. And the other problem I have with the story, of it is. You say this is like a 60-40 puppet world. Well, the Thanksgiving movie wasn't. It
No.
had like one puppet, and that was it. And that's what made it funny was like the puppet would dress up and try to look human, and people would be like, "Oh, hi, Mr.
They
Blah blah
believe
blah."
it.
Yeah, and they believe it and stuff, and that made it funny. That was the comedy. This had too many puppets in it, and people just treated it like it was real, which made me wonder, is this so? So the only thing I could come up with in my head to maybe try to explain things, and maybe I'm just overthinking, but my idea was that the movie was lost, right? And these are the people based on on the stuff that happened or whatever inside the movie. So Turkey and everybody else, because it's nobody from the first movie. There's no characters that come back from the first movie other than
Well, they're all
Turkey.
dead except the
Yeah.
turkey.
And they're all dead except for Turkey. Spoiler alert for the first one. But then so basically they're all dead and Turkey is the only one and now he has a family and all this other shit. So this is him in real life. This is his
Right.
real world that
Niblet.
he's upset because they're not putting out his movie. So he's having them go get sabotaged or he's wants to get the And we don't understand why he wants that last one. Even up until the end, I didn't get what he was trying to do. Like, there was no explanation of, like, is he something about a soul or something? I don't know. It all got very confusing. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, what
Keep
is
on
happening?
more plot, more plot, more plot.
I know, but it was like, yeah, they gave us so much plot that we don't understand any of the plot, you know?
You definitely have to watch this a few times for some things to click, but I can tell you, having seen this movie multiple times, there are plot threads that just simply appear and vanish with no bearing whatsoever on anything. And I think that's pretty much done on purpose. I think they went out of their way to make this as wackadoodle and nutso and out there as possible, because it seems like they had the Thanksgiving movie and then they just kind of went meta and just went to the 10th power on everything, and they pushed the envelope.
You yeah. always say, what would happen if so-and-so had more money, right? This is what happens when people have more money to make a movie. They just make it stupider than the last movie
There was some interesting stuff, though. I mean, some of the special effects were a lot better than in the first film. Especially some of the digital stuff.
Yeah, you know? I mean, maybe.
They built a whole puppet world that was interesting, that humans also were part of. I thought that was pretty darn cool. You know, almost like a perverse version of Sesame Street.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Or the Muppets.
It was like filthy and horrible.
Exactly. We're like, I mean, they even had like the trash guy, you know, Grover or whatever, Greg. You know, their own version of Grover. What?
I think it's Greg.
He was Grover, you know, from the Sesame Street. He's the Grover's, I believe, the trash can Muppet or whatever.
No, that's Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch. So he's Oscar. That's what I'm saying. So he's the, you know, like that was their version of Oscar the Grouch, which is kind of funny. But
except he's the one who actually had the copy of Thanksgiving 2, and he vomits it out and gives it to Nomi, who's lost her mind, and which I love. Her mind like floats off, is like, see ya.
So now she has to find her mind.
Poor Nomi, whom I guess is a puppet child, I think.
I think that's what they kept calling her, basically.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, but then there's so many different things. This movie hits you on the head with multiple things that you don't really have time to process it. That's my problem with the film.
Yeah.
I love wackadoodle stuff. It's just, I wish they had slowed down a little bit to allow me to enjoy some of the stuff, because there's some really fun bits and pieces that are in there, but I didn't get a chance to really digest it and enjoy it before 1,000 others piled on top of me before I could, enjoy them.
One thing I like noticed is like Turkey's kid gets flattened, you know, because he drops them or whatever onto the ground. And he flattens
off of the seagull.
And then later he's on the tape the whole time. Like I didn't get any of that. Like, how did that happen? Why did that happen? What was going on? Why is this just so that we can still hear his stupid whiny voice the whole time?
I think so.
Like, it was so annoying. I know Jordan did, I think, like most of the voices. It's him and some other guy did most of the voices, and I was just like, oh, come on,
man. Hey, Dad, oh boy, let's go through this.
Yeah, so annoying.
I thought the music was good, though.
Music was
good.
Catchy.
Yeah.
Did you like Grandma's rap?
Yeah. It was fantastic. I'm very offensive.
I told you, if you're rapping at the table, you're going to get the long pike again. Oh, my God. That was a moment I broke up at. I thought that was hysterical. Oh, yeah.
Is this one of your favorites, Paul?
It is. I do have a special place in my heart. Not so much because I sit there and watch it, enjoy it, but when I turn this on to other people, other friends, and I get to sit and watch them react to it,
yes.
That's what I love. Yeah.
It's you know, if you had showed Jackie this, she would have needed some like extra, like, you know, Xanax or something. You know?
Especially rewarding when you show them together and you show them the first one, and they're sort of like set up to think, oh, this is the next one. It's going to be similar. Oh, no. Not even close.
It's like watching two different movies, honestly.
Right.
I mean, he didn't even say gobble, gobble, motherfucker till the end.
Nope.
You know, like that was his catchphrase in the first Thanksgiving. You know, that's right. The only reason they brought it back at the end is because everybody loved it so much. Yeah. They were expecting it to happen, and he didn't say it till the end of that movie. And I thought that was actually kind of a neat little thing, because I didn't think he was gonna say it at all because, he had other shit he said instead,
Right. It's interesting though, because a lot of sequels fail because they tend to be the exact same thing that was done previously, which is usually done on purpose because it worked in the first film, so they want to capitalize on that and they want to make money and blah 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 blah. This movie seems like they went out of their way to completely shred whatever happened in the first film, and not only do they ignore it, but they end up referencing another film that never happened, and we don't know anything about other than that first 15 seconds of it that we see
In
Turkey in
space,
space, which I think was fun, and I love that meta sort of idea. It's just they kind of took it a little far.
yeah,
Not far.
this is like, because have you ever seen
Oh,
Gremlins 2?
yeah.
Where it's Gremlins, but they like went bizarro nutso, and it's because they gave the director like full rein on doing whatever he wanted, and he just put everything in one like movie or whatever. And so you watch that movie. I watched it with Jason Zlakis, and Jason hated it, and I enjoyed it. But I enjoyed it because it was like so out there, crazy, wacky, nutty, and but it was funny, And I think if this were funnier, if the jokes had really landed harder or whatever, they didn't try so hard sometimes, then
Well,
it would have been better.
you might be interested to know that the director, Jordan Downey, one of the shorts he wrote and directed was called Critters Bounty Hunter.
Yep, I saw that on IMDb. I think that's pretty cool. He also did a movie called Headhunter, which was not a which was not a turkey puppet movie or anything. It was like a real, trying to be a real like good movie, and stuff like that, which he's, I mean, not saying that the Thanksgiving movies are not good movies, just saying that they're not like they're meant to be trash movies. Like they're not
We
meant to
have
be serious.
got to get him on our spotlight show. I'm dying to
I
find
don't
him
know.
because
After this, he
well,
may not want to come on if he
I'm
listens.
sure he's gonna know this movie's not everybody's cup of tea. It's my cup of tea, but
It's
I'm
your cup of
weird.
tea, not
I'm
mine.
weird. But there was money spent on this. There had to have been a much bigger budget on this film than on the first one. Just from the technical side alone. And that's not easy to do all that stuff. So I'm very curious to see about this. The thing is, I don't know that this was ever put out. I know it's not put out in Blu-ray that I understand, that I know of. I may be wrong, but just to be able to get like some background or some have him talk about how it was made and who was involved, because it seems like he really approached this with a much larger crew and a much larger budget.
I think I read that they did a lot of crowdfunding for Thanksgiving 3, just because there's such a large following for Thanksgiving. They got a lot of help from crowdfunding,
Nice, nice, nice.
which
Yeah,
is good.
it was a very popular. The first film was very, very popular. So I can expect that if they had a crowdfunding source, that they were able to get a lot of people to donate. It's kind of like what was the one we did, with the donuts, the Attack of the Killer Donuts, which is a great movie, and now they're crowdfunding to do another one about evil killer pancakes, which I
Yeah, that's
cannot
true.
wait.
Gosh.
I can't wait. And I'm
That sounds
wondering
fantastic.
if this is one of those situations too, where they get so much money, they're like, let's just go for it and just go bonkers bananas. Like, I don't know that they're going to do it quite like this film, but I imagine it's probably going to, they're probably going to try and make it very different than the first, although I really enjoyed the first one. So,
Yeah, and so did Liz actually, because she was on that
yeah, I like
episode.
that one.
yeah. It
So
was a
that
lot of
was,
fun.
wow, I forgot that you were on that. And then when you said that, I was like, oh shit, you were on that one. You were on the Attack of the Killer Donuts.
See, I saved the fun ones for Liz.
I know. Well,
Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
I think the funny thing is, I mean, when I was watching it, I wasn't sure because I know she's not a prude, but like some of the stuff was pretty. Pretty
Grandma was
crude and
pretty gross.
offensive.
Grandma was gross. There's no getting around that.
Well, but... not just grandma, but like that worm was disgusting.
Yeah, probing the robot's butt. Like, what is happening?
Well, but I mean, they're not real, so.
But still, that doesn't make me want to see it.
It's the visual, you know?
I know, Paul. It's not like we're not seeing.
I understand. You know?
I mean, it's not a real thing, but it's still gross. I mean,
you've seen Meet the Feebles. It wasn't quite as bad as some of the scenes in Meet the Feebles, don't you think?
It's been a while since I've seen Meet the Feebles.
Meet the Feebles is a lot more violent, and it has some gore and has some poo stuff going on in there.
I don't even think I watched all of it because I just couldn't get into it. I would rather watch that other one that they did in Hollywood, the Happy Time Murders. That sounds more fun, you know. But where that is about humans and puppets like living together or whatever, right. And stuff like that. You know,
I love movies like that, though. There is something wonderfully perverse and disgusting and disturbing about these weird worlds with humans and puppets, and where, you know, you see things where it's happening to humans and it's one thing, but when it's happening to puppets, it's completely different. And you're feeling like this, you want to be disturbed by it, but you're like in the back of your head, it's like, this is just felt. I shouldn't feel like this, but I do.
Right. Well, I mean, as long as they do it well enough where you can care about the characters, like in this movie, I cared a little bit more about Nomi, you know, I felt terrible for her, but because they came across with her very more sympathetic and young, and you just like want to care for her. But like everybody else, I like even Uncle Donnie or whatever, I couldn't give a crap about him. Like if he had died, I would be like, okay, you know, and stuff like that. But like that was the problem with it too, was like there was nobody I could really root for necessarily.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I agree with that.
And so like if Turkey had taken them all out again, I would have just been like, okay, that happened. You know, like that was it. I was actually expecting that to happen.
Right. And I mean, he does, you know, get to kill some folks, you know, which of course that's what he does. And
like
ultimately,
to kill Nomi and then bring her back to life, basically. And I thought that was kind of lame.
That was weird.
You know,
but the thing is that it's kind of a weird way to sort of end up doing a similar kind of thing where Turkey gets to go around and kill folks. Seems like you go to an awful lot of trouble to do that, that if that's what you wanted to do, you could have made it a little bit more straightforward and not quite so wackadoodle. My feeling is if you're going to go to these extremes, do something else with Turkey, I guess. Maybe have him be the hero in some kind of weird way or just do something else. But just for him to kind of go back to be what he was, it just seemed like an awful lot of trouble to do all that again. You know what I mean? That's kind of the biggest issue that I had with the film, because Turkey doesn't really change. Everything else changes around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not happy about it. I mean, you see how he was when he was with his little domestic thing with his wife and Niblet. He was not a happy turkey.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, I didn't get any of that, like, because there was it looked like a sitcom. It had like a laugh track on it. And I was just like, what is going on? Like, why is this even a part of it?
Puckmaster 3000?
Yeah. Is that what you want, Liz? Do you want a Pluckmaster 3000?
It could, like, kill, pluck, and roast a turkey in 30 seconds.
And it talked.
Yes, of course.
It was just like, does anything
in this? I want my appliances talking to me.
The roaches talk in this movie. Like everything talks in this movie. If it can, it's literally like a cartoon, you know,
either a cartoon or, you know, somebody mixed equal measures of acid and the happiness of the Katakuris. You know, if there had been singing, a lot more singing, there would have been a very similar sort of situation.
Well, the points that we have with like the music and then the like the techno music and then the like four montages. Do we need that? Like, do we need? I think this movie also was very long, you know, for what it should have been.
True.
It should have been
cut
like by 15 minutes or something, cut down to like an hour and 20.
I agree with that too. It was a little overdone. They made cook the turkey too long. It was overdone.
Huh.
Your jokes are a turkey.
Yeah. This was the harder one to want to play during Thanksgiving dinner with your friends. I mean, you can do that with the first film and have some fun with it. This one's less fun, is it more torture?
This one was like,
I don't think you should subject anybody to this without asking their permission first. Maybe have warning. Them sign a disclosure or something.
Fair warning.
You have to get consent before showing somebody this movie.
But, you know, technically, a lot of the stuff that they did, I thought they did well. The problem is there was just too much of it. You know, there was nothing that was poorly done. All, you know, the sound was really good. The visuals were all good. Mm-hmm. The special effects were good. Gross, but good. The acting, for what it was, considering what was going on, was pretty good. The puppetry was pretty good. It's just, you know, I mean, at least as far as the acting go, how can you not be over the top in a movie like this? Because the movie itself is so over the top.
Yeah.
You can't really play this straight. I mean, Liz, just... you're an actor. How would you react? How would you be able to act in a movie like this?
Well, it's clearly a horror comedy, so you don't expect there to be Oscar-winning performances in these, but it was just, it wasn't just bad, it was flat too.
Mm-hmm.
like Jonathan was saying, I honestly had a hard time caring about any of these characters.
Well, it's funny because you say
like
that this
you can
is a
be
horror...
goofy and still grab people's emotions.
You say that this is a horror comedy, but to me, it felt more like a 420 comedy. You know,
maybe a little bit.
Because it doesn't quite follow the same rules as a horror comedy, because there really is no horror in it. There's zero horror in it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Other than Turkey going through the Pluckmaster 3000.
Yeah, the first movie is a horror comedy, like at least a traditional
movie.
This is more like a 420 comedy. This is what reminded me of. Reminded me, what is the one that we did, that really bad one? What was the one we did? I forget what we did. I think it was the Sasquatch and 420 movie.
Oh, God, you're right. It was like something Sasquatch or something.
Weed Squatch,
something like that. Weed. It wasn't Weedfoot.
Why didn't you guys invite me to watch that?
You would have hated it.
Oh,
Liz.
God, yeah.
Like, Liz, you would. It
this
was,
is more fun.
We got our friend Joe, my friend Joe Gonzalez, on the show, and she was like, "What the fuck did you guys make me?" Was it called Weed Squatch?
But the problem with that movie is that, unlike this movie, they failed at everything that they tried to do, in my opinion. This movie, they did it. Everything worked. It's just there was way, 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 way too much. You know what I mean? I think that would have you would not have enjoyed that one. What was it? Was it Weed Squatch?
Because the other one was called Alabama Sasquatch. So I don't think it was Weed Wolf.
Weed Wolf. Good God. Yeah.
It sounds so much better than it is. Trust
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that was
exactly.
The problem. And it was too long. And just like this movie, it was. I think it was even longer than this movie. I think it was longer than two hours or so. And it's just like, you can't, let me see how long it was. It should say it on here.
It's an hour and 56 minutes.
Yeah. This one was like an hour and 30 something minutes, you know.
Still a little too long, about 15 minutes.
I think it was an hour and 35 minutes or something. It should have been down to an hour and 20 minutes, you know, or so. Because, and there's a lot they could take out, because it does get a little slow at times, you know, and it's just like it kind of drags. And that, I think, is not a good sign to, you know, like if I were watching it with you, you know, Paul, I would have just been, my eyes would have glazed over after a while, and I would have been like
Had been there, she'd have been punching me in the shoulder the entire time.
Paige definitely would have.
Paige would have too. Yeah, they just don't have the patience for this sort of thing.
No, No, and this is a rough movie. But is it like Neil Breen bad or anything? No, like
I
this
don't
is
think so.
no. It's just
I'd rather watch this than Death Rank again.
Yeah,
There you
that
go. There
we
you
watched
go.
this movie Death Rank. And it was awful. It was terrible. And
But the
but it
movie
was.
poster looked so good.
I
I
know, but
know.
see the yeah, and that's what they do. That's how distributors
That's
get
how
you.
they
They
get you. That's how they hook you.
they huck you. They say, "Oh, the poster looks good. The movie's gonna be good." This movie, see the difference between like something like Death Rick and this movie is Death Rick was just boring, and stuff like that most of the time, and stuff like that. And
Yeah, this movie was way too weird to be boring.
yeah, this is way too
Yeah,
weird to
this
be
was not
boring.
boring at
It had
all.
slow moments, but that was just because it can't be 100%
Right.
like crazy every second or
And
whatever. You just can't have time to like process,
that's
which.
problematic in and of itself because there are some very, very inventive things going on in the film that, these guys really had some fun, interesting, goofy, wacky ideas. It's just there was just too much. Just too much. It was like an avalanche. And
Avalanche of crap.
avalanche of wild wackiness, wackadoodleness. So yeah, I mean, I think other people that I've talked with were more disappointed because that who didn't like it, by the way, who were more disappointed because I think they expected and wanted it to be more like the first film, where it's more of a straight up slasher parody. I don't mind that so much. In fact, I'm kind of glad that they went away from that and did something different. It just went a little too much. For my opinion, and probably for most folks' opinion, but
Well,
yeah.
okay, so let's take some moments of like looking back at some of the movies that we've done before, like Chud 2, which
Oh,
completely
Chud the
different than the
Chud.
first movie, but the
Yep,
Chud. And you hated that.
I did.
You hated because it was so different than the first one.
Well, mainly because at the time they advertised it as the same film, as a continuation of the same film. And they lied. They lied to us. It's not like it is now where you can do that and just get away with it. They were
Right.
clearly riding on the coattails of the first film. And yeah, no,
Well,
that was bullshit.
in this movie, they marketed it as the first and only movie so far, or whatever, to skip the sequel.
Which is awesome. I love
Yeah.
that idea. I really
I thought
do.
that was
Pretty
it's an
funny.
interesting thing because anybody who's like there was gonna go crazy, like where's Thanksgiving 2? Where Thanksgiving 2? Where is it?
Right.
Where is it? And
Hey, you never know. It could be a question on who wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah. That
And
if they bring that show back, I would love that,
what
actually.
I originally thought was happening when I first saw it was that the fact that it was so bad, I thought Turkey was the one who was upset and was going around and killing everybody involved with it and making sure that it never got released. But that's not what would have happened. I kind of wish that would have been a little bit more clear, made a little bit more sense, in my
That
opinion.
would have made more sense, so they decided not to do that.
Right, I know. But
They wanted to not make any sense at all in this
that
movie.
would have been hysterical, where the puppet is like, "This is you guys suck. This movie's so terrible. I'm going to kill everyone involved with it."
Right,
That would
see,
have been fun.
that would have been fun, but then that would have been the same movie again, basically,
But a
just.
meta version of the same film. That's the part that I
But
like.
see. Then you go into like Birdemic 2 territory, right? Where Birdemic 2, I don't know if you've seen that, like the first one or the second one, Liz, but Birdemic is this terrible movie. We did it also for the first season. It was awful, but fun for its awfulness because you can make fun of it and
And he
everything.
thought he was really making a good movie on the
And
first
the guy thought
one.
he was making a good movie. Then all of a sudden it blew up as like this really bad movie. So the director tried to lean into that, and he tried to make a meta movie about they sold the rights to their Birdemic story, and now the Birdemics are coming again. But now we're gonna make it funny because we know it's a comedy now, and it didn't work.
Okay.
It didn't
Yeah, it's
work.
really hard to catch lightning in a bottle
Well,
like that, especially if you don't really
yeah.
have the capabilities to do that, and he kind of doesn't.
And then I heard Birdemic 3 was so bad that Red Letter Media had to take a break from doing stuff for a while after reviewing that movie because it just hurt them
Nice.
so bad. Now, I think that's an excuse, and that really pissed me off because I was even talking to John Ward, and I was like, John, why hasn't Red Letter Media put out a movie, or a review in like 2 or 3 months? Like, I'm Jones in here. I want my Red
It was
Letter Media
Thanksgiving,
fix.
or it was Birdemic 3 that broke them.
Yeah, that's what they said. And then
Nice.
all of a sudden it came, the next episode came, and they said, sorry, we took so long. Birdemic 3, yeah, broke us and made us not want to do
Now
another
I'm dying to get
one.
my hooves on Birdemic 3 because I've not seen that. Have you?
I have not, no. I think it might, I don't think it's on Tubi yet, but I think
Oh, I
it's
can't wait.
but it's gonna be on if it's not already on Blu-ray, I'm sure it's gonna be at some
Liz,
point.
if you haven't seen the first Birdemic, you need to. It's a classic, fun, bad, stinky movie. Second one, Moody has a good point. It just they leaned into it, and that kind of ruined, the original
But
intent.
and then I think this one's so bad, like I think he just went to back to really terrible and like worse than the first one. So but the first movie has one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie, and I'll just spoil this real quick, but it doesn't like spoil the movie. But the guy walks in, this dude who basically walks like a puppet is what Paul says. He looks like a puppet, and he
He
walks in
does.
to the restaurant, and this waitress goes, hi. And it's like really loud, like it's like the sound somehow or another, like they took it from another thing, and it just was, and it
Very
was
bad sound that
very
is.
startling. And the guy just acts like, nothing. Like, oh, hi, I don't know, right?
Huh.
Because it was from like the sound was a clip later. Like he didn't know like that was gonna
Yeah.
be like that bad. Otherwise, he probably would have reacted to it. It was so funny. It is such a terrible movie and fun. So like something that I actually, but you have to put up with like 10 minutes of like driving credits that like do nothing but show the dude driving and then the credits were rolling at the same time. It's so bad. Like the guy did not know what he was doing.
Well, I think part of the other problem with this particular film is that in the first film, most of the attention and most of the story involves Turkey and what Turkey's going to do and how Turkey's going to get his revenge and
Yeah.
blah, blah. Turkey's almost a side character in this, in that it's really more about the world, the wacky world that Turkey has found himself in, and his quest to do what he's going to end up doing. And you have so many other characters and so many other things going on. He's kind of pushed aside a little bit.
He was a push aside in the first one. I mean, he was the killer, but like it was mainly about the group of friends who are trying to figure out how to get rid of this evil turkey
Initially,
puppet.
sure, but then it really is about him and them fighting him and
Yeah,
how
they're
they're going
about
to
fighting him
survive
at the end,
him.
yeah.
You know, but he was more of the star in that. He's less of the star in this, as far as I can tell. Nomi almost, I don't want to say she becomes the star, but Nomi definitely becomes a character who's right up there as far as your
Yeah.
attention in this film. And so I think that kind of muddles it as well. I think if there had been a little less Nomi, even though I liked Nomi and focused more on the turkey. But then the thing is, I'm guessing they probably ran out of a lot of things they could do, interestingly enough, with Turkey.
Also, it seemed like they concentrated mostly on puppets, right? So in order, if they start killing off all the puppets, then what puppets do they have left? They'd have to start killing off humans or something. And they kill, there's this guy, Jefferson, who is like a, I don't know what he is. He's some weird, he has that old wig and everything, and he's trying to help Uncle Donnie with the Thanksgiving land, which I'm like,
Thanksgiving land.
why does anyone want to go to Thanksgiving land? That just sounds,
So funny.
and then he's like, they all have to stand in lines because that's what they did when they were pilgrims. They all had to be in lines. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, why? And then the grandma or his mother, which is like the grandma or whatever character, she's all like talking about disturbing things that she would do up in heaven and everything. And I'm just like, why? What is going on? Like, why are these characters existing in this world? Like, why do we have to, see this. I don't know.
It almost verges on, Reflections of Evil.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, where he's a bit of a troll, where he's like tormenting the viewer by putting them through all kinds of crazy weird shit.
Yep. David Jordan Packard. Downey is a troll. Thanks, Jordan, the director of this movie.
Well, and that's why I'd like to ask him, because that may not have been his intention, but that's kind of how he comes off with this, just from the sheer volume of wackiness that he heaps on everyone.
Well, you know? I mean, and you look at like the first Thanksgiving was so silly, so goofy, but fun. But this is just like, this just goes overboard on it. You have to like wonder if he just was bored with, you know, like people were like asking for him to do a sequel. And he was like, all right, fuck you guys. Here's your sequel.
Right. You know, right. Like, I thought about that too.
You know what?
So I said, I thought about that too, as if this is a way to kill off Turkey or the Turkey franchise or the Thanksgiving franchise. Because how many people are going to watch this besides someone like me and say, gosh, let's have another one. Let's have Thanksgiving 4, please.
You would ask for another one.
So many
unanswered questions. But it better keep up the skipping stuff and go to Thanksgiving 6, or I'm going to be like,
well,
really?
they could actually do the whole thing where they go to space. That might actually be fun.
No, I think the joke was that like everything goes to space at some point, Jason and critters and all these other things went to space. Yeah, so the whole idea was like they got that out of the way. We're already in space. We're done. We've moved on from that. You know, we're not, because I guarantee you that was like probably what people suggested. You should do Thanksgiving in space. And he was like, well, fuck you guys. We're going to have it be like the first 3 minutes of the movie. And then the rest, you know, with what was that? What was that guy that was in space with them? Was he like a pumpkin pie or something?
Oh, Pilot. Pilot.
You know, yeah. Like, it was so stupid. Like, this, before we started, Liz said this reminded her, like, middle school, like, dialogue, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it felt very South Park-y, especially with, like, the commercials and some of the other things going on. It felt very South Park-y.
No, it felt like if 12-year-olds thought they could make a South Park episode.
Well, let me talk a little bit about the folks involved. So we did mention that Jordan Downey is the writer and director, and yes, he was the guy who was involved in the very first Thanksgiving movie, and he's also done other things, like I mentioned, several shorts, including Hack Job, Crawl Lake, Critters, Bounty Hunter, and then he was in a TV series called Red Weather. And then he did a movie called Headhunter back in 2018. So I'm not sure what he's been doing since then.
I looked him up on Facebook, like his actual page. And the last like thing that showed was that he was asking if anybody had like abandoned property that they could let him shoot at and stuff like that. So he's doing something. He's going to shoot something soon. Don't know what. Probably nothing to do with Thanksgiving would be my guess.
Okay. Yeah, could be. He may have gotten that out of his system.
I kind of hope.
You know, kind of like Kevin Smith and Silent Bob. Maybe he's finally done with all that.
Maybe. Yeah. So he played Turkey, Yomi, Wise Turkey, and Muff.
Okay.
Who was Muff?
I don't remember. It's hard to tell.
Was he a muffin?
Was it the robot guy?
Maybe.
Muffin and a muffin.
Yes, it was. It was. You know. Yeah. It was. It was the robot guy. Mm-hmm. Because he was. Because when the So I looked this up online, and when they did the little probing scene.
it
was called Muff Diving. Because they dived into Muff. Oh,
they
my
sure
God.
Did.
No, why? This.
Hey, come on. You're not going to see this anywhere else.
There's a reason.
Give them some props for being.
There's a reason.
I know. There's a reason. Kevin Stewart played Rhonda Worm, then Pluckmaster and Meowmer. Meowmer?
Oh,
Meowmer?
yeah, the cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
David Cronin had done Pilot. The voice. I'm just looking at the voices right now. Greg Garbage was Mike Lenzenberg. Franken Turkey, which he did not like that name and wanted to
Nice.
be, what was his name? Next name? Like, he didn't want to be called Franken Turkey. He wanted to be called
I don't
Bob or
remember.
something, you know? That was Bridge Stewart. Honestly, I saw those names in the credits and I thought they were fake. I was like, who's named Bridge Stewart?
Right. And by the way, speaking of weird names that look fake, Wanda Lust was the chick in the astronaut suit. And the joke there was that in the first film, she was the naked, topless pilgrim who gets killed originally by Turkey in the first minute. So it's like she got to show her boobs in the first, 30 seconds of the first film. So they brought her back to do the same thing in space for the second film.
Right. I was kind of hoping it would stay in space, honestly. Originally, I was like, oh, that'd be kind of fun. You know, because I didn't look at anything about the movie, so I had no idea where it was going to go or what was going to happen. And then when they were like, oh, we're just getting rid of all these DVDs of, I guess they didn't count on streaming or anything. What are they
Yeah,
going to do about that?
it's true. Blu-rays. Yeah.
Blu-rays. Yeah, there's.
But just to get back to some of the other folks, so Daniel Usage is the guy who plays Uncle Donnie. I think it's Usage, USAJ.
That's how I call that, USAJ.
Yeah, something like that. He's been a bunch of shorts and some other video things. I think he was in a movie called Wind by Fall, and then he was in Riddle Room. Those are like the most recent ones, but apparently he's, done a bunch of other shorts and things. He was Uncle Donnie. I thought he was pretty good considering, I mean, he's got to act with a puppet. That's generally never, an easy thing to do. The newscaster was Christina Blevins, and I know I've seen her before, and I couldn't figure out where that I had seen her before. And it turned out she was in this TV show called The Dead Girls Detective Agency. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. But she was in that. And
Is that where you remember her from?
yeah. And I knew I'd seen her face before. And of course, like you said, Jordan Downey and Kevin Stewart played a bunch of folks. And that's really kind of about it as far as the people go. I mean, there are some other folks in there, but nobody really, important. And they just have a lot of people playing various different puppets and different things. So, who was your guy's favorite puppet? I'm dying to know that.
All right, go, Liz.
I liked Niblet because he was cute.
I like Niblet too.
Niblet.
He was annoying but cute.
Yeah.
He drove me nuts, so
You
I was not a fan of his. He
like
was cute at
Gnomey
first. He was cute at first, and then just kind of just grew to just annoy me, enough where I was so happy. I hate to say this sounds terrible, but I was happy when he was gone, and then he came back, and I'm like, come on now. So it wasn't my favorite, but
He
I get it.
reminded me again in Miss Meet the Feebles, where you have that little fish who's trying to get on the show, and he has the same kind of voice and the same kind of like, oh, I'm Mr. Innocent and blah 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 blah, and they can't stand him, so they squash him. Or in his case, he gets eaten. So yeah, and it's kind of like that's the joke, is he's so annoying. So yeah, I understand how you might not particularly care for that. So what about you, Moody? Was it Nomi
I
that you?
guess Nomi,
Yeah.
maybe, but she's throughout the whole thing. I guess she's a she. I mean,
I think so.
it. I don't know. There's no real. I mean, other than maybe the worm, I did like the worm a little bit. Thought the
It was
worm was
funny.
funny.
The worm had a mustache.
Worm with a mustache. Yes, that's classic, comedy right there. But it, other than that, it was okay. I mean, the character, like those characters, but nobody really blew me away at all for the
Oh, come on.
puppets.
Grandma didn't blow you away with how foul and gross and disgusting she was.
No, I liked her design because it looked like something you'd see out of like MTV back in the day when MTV used to have
Yeah.
those really crazy like characters or whatever that would pop up that almost seemed animated, but they were like puppets, you know, and stuff like that. That was kind of cool. But aside from that, she was obnoxious enough where
Grotesque.
grotesque. I just
Yeah,
didn't.
that's a good word for it.
I didn't like her, and I was like, why? What is going on here? Like, why is this even part of this turkey killing movie? You know? So I don't know. It was weird. What about you, Paul? What was your favorite?
Oh, you know, I love Grandma. Grandma has such an impact. That's what most that and the butt scene are probably the two biggest impacts as I can remember from the film. So, yeah. And she's just funny. I would love to see like a short film with just Grandma it irritating the hell out of somebody in public. That would be fun.
I did like that Jefferson was like inviting everybody up to heaven. It was like, come, mom, you know, come up to heaven or whatever. And then when it was Nomi, like, Nomi, you want to go to heaven? Fuck you. You know? And I'm like, really? Wow, that was harsh. Nomi didn't do anything wrong, you know. Just, I guess, stood in the way of Jefferson and Uncle Donnie working together at this Thanksgiving land.
Would you guys go to Thanksgiving Land?
I would try it
Go and
for
ride the gravy
free.
boat.
For free.
For free. I don't think I'd pay like the Busch Gardens, you know, $9.99 pa or not
Ooh.
$99 passes or something, you know, no shit like that. But I. If it were like, hey, come try it for free, I might, but then if there apparently there's a lot of waiting, and I'm like not a big fan of just sitting in line, so
Could they tempt you with a Pluckmaster 3000?
oh my gosh.
I see, I swear I don't cook, so no, you know, like,
Well, that's the it's perfect for you then. You just got to shove the bird in
yeah,
there, and 30 seconds you've got a meal.
I guess, but then it talks to me and won't leave me alone.
And
So,
then it
no.
gives you that extra little carving knife that you can cut trees with.
No. I didn't understand, like, how did Nomi and the worm, like, just walk through there? Like, how is that, like, a thing that they could go in there and they don't get sucked up and then, you know, killed? Like, there was a world in there, you know. Nobody died, you know, or whatever. Nobody got burnt and roasted like they were supposed
I
to.
mean, it's tough to look at movies like this and look at things and think about continuity errors because the continuity, it doesn't really matter in a movie like
Yeah.
this.
I'm
So it's
glad you brought your
tough to
monkey
say.
home.
Yeah, I'm glad he's home too.
No,
He
he's
was squeaked out for this film. There was just no way.
Yeah, there's too many continuity errors because it was the whole movie was a continuity error, you
Yeah.
know.
Or they don't, I don't know if there's too many. I just think that it doesn't matter. They don't care about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to matter. It's not going to harm the plot because it's so out there.
Right. It kind of reminds me, like, you had me watch like that What the F Friday movie that we did, where just almost recently, but it was like the one where it was like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers parody or whatever, and that just made no sense whatsoever. But then, like, the whole point was to troll you and to make a movie that made no sense whatsoever. Paul loves that crap. Paul loves movies that make no sense, you know, or whatever, that baffle him like that. I can't, once I start like not understanding what's going on, you know, my brain checks out. My brain's just like, I'm lost. What the heck? And I have to rewind sometimes to catch and see if I like miss something, you know, and I didn't miss anything.
Well, and it's tough because, you know, Christopher Nolan can make movies like that where he subverts the standard narrative and you have to go back and try and figure out shit. But he's doing it on a much bigger budget, and he's doing it with a much better story, and it's
Right.
very tough to do that sort of thing in
And
the
you can't compare
B-movie
this to
world.
Inception,
No,
you know?
but it's similar as far as, you know, breaking down traditional narrative structures and doing different things with it. It's just, you know, it's tough to do that on a budget. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that should have been, you know, should have been more linear, you know, in storytelling. But the fact that they did it not that way on purpose, you know, is why it's made like this, you know. And
well, here's the ultimate question, Moody. Was it as bad as Actium Maximus for you?
So interestingly enough, I had that thought in my head. You know, could I watch this before I'd watch Actium Maximus again? And the answer I've developed through some time of like thinking about it is yes, I could watch this again before I'd watch Actium Maximus.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the plus that this movie has that the other one doesn't is humor. Now, maybe it has too much, maybe it's wacky, but there is some humor involved in this. There's really no humor in Actium Maximus.
Right, and I can hear everything, and I can see everything, and all that other stuff. So it didn't have that thing. You know, this isn't in my mind a 10. You know, or anything like
Liz,
that.
In Actium Maximus, they would have these robotic characters that would talk, and you had no idea what they were saying. They're like, and we're like, what? And then another one would be like,
and sometimes we'd get subtitles, but then sometimes we won't.
Right.
So we still don't understand what they're saying because. But if you listen closely, you can actually hear it. It was actually they would have the person would speak into something and say a real phrase, and then he would just add the stuff like on top of it.
Way too
much. So yeah, way too much on purpose so that it looked like another language, but really it was saying whatever the things were saying on the subtitles. So it was actually English, but like just fucked up. You know, or whatever. It's just a terrible movie. It was, it's probably the movie that I put on the pedestal of like one of the worst, like this is going to sound crazy, but I think I've talked about this before. I'd watch Miss Werewolf again before watch, you know, and that's pretty bad too. Like
yeah, it's supposed to be the dinosaur planets and the dinosaurs look like pancakes with syrup. It's just very weird.
Yeah, pancakes with syrup.
And there's a box that's running around.
And he talks too. All of them talk.
Yeah, the talking box. I think you understood the box, although most other things
didn't. I don't remember. All I remember is it was all garbly gook, you know, stuff. And
drove you crazy. And yeah, you still didn't give it a 10.
Well, no, because, and I was an idiot back then, but I thought you weren't going to give me a 10 on the first one. And so I was like, oh, this can't be, you know, whatever. And you know, maybe you're going to give me something worse than this and everything. But now I understand you give me tens whenever you fucking feel like it. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a giant bag. I just pull one out every now and again.
No. This movie was bad. But the thing was, it had a little bit of charm to it where the guys were trying to make something just off the wall kooky, you know, that it worked for that. Problem is it went a little too overboard and we got too much of it. And
And for Liz, I mean, I understand you don't necessarily have to see the first film in order to watch this. I still think it would have been a good idea, and I probably should have told you to watch it, for just because I think it gives you a little bit more context about the character of Turkey and some of the other stuff than if you hadn't seen it, because I think this movie was made with the assumption that you saw the first film, because you're not gonna be able to pull the rug out from somebody if they were never on the rug in the first place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So in retrospect, I probably should have told you to watch the first one first. But you know, someday if we get you down here or to the studio, we'll put you in there, and that'll be one of a pile of movies we got to get you to watch.
Oh, Lord. She's like, this is why I haven't come to visit you guys yet.
We have some good ones, too. It's just that wacky ones are fun.
I actually really I really enjoy doing these with you guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like it's fun. It's more fun when you're with the person, you know,
Yes.
doing
Yes.
everything. I mean, other than, you know, if we're watching it by ourselves or something.
It's
But
a different dynamic when you're with a group of folks. You've got pizza and
yeah.
snacks and drinks and stuff.
Yeah, and you're just goofing off
And you're
and just
feeding off each
and you
other's
can actually,
reactions.
yeah, you can talk to each other while you're watching it and say, oh my God, I can't believe that happened or whatever. But when you watch them separately or whatever, we're all kind of, it's all whatever our headspace was when we were watching it, you know,
Yeah.
originally.
I mean,
And
I will never forget when we watched Miss Werewolf and poor Jess Jen and her wail of despair. This is the
yeah, pretty much. She's hated. Yeah, that was pretty bad, but she didn't get to see Actium Maximus, so
movie
don't
ever.
she is gonna count her chickens, you know.
Right.
It's
She
just
did see Thanksgiving for the first one, though, so I'd be curious to see how much she'd punch me in the arm for this one.
so let me
probably
s
a lot.
yeah, because
Probably a lot.
I think so too, and it's only because it's it should have been it should have stuck more to the original movie than go off this fucking puppet thingy that they were just like, let's just make a whole puppet movie pretty much, you know.
I want to make a wacky puppet movie.
I know you do. Let's see. What did we give that one?
I
Oh, that
think
was the
it.
last one too, by the way, of the season. That was the
Yeah, I
last
think that got like a 29, 28 and a half, maybe.
28.
Yeah, it got a good
I gave or
score.
you give it a 9, and Jen and I give it a 9.5. You know, do I think it's worse than this movie? You know, I guess you'll have to find out when we do the stakeometer.
There you go. Well, and speaking of which, I'd say it's about that time, right?
It's about that time, yeah.
All right.
So.
So this is where we get our three reviewers and score the film on a basis of 1 to 10, by which the lower the number, the better the film, and the higher the number, the stinkier the movie is. And while we love our stinky movies at Indie Film Cafe,
We love them.
usually the higher films are reflective of more problems and more errors with the film. You can't see it, can't hear it, you know, plot holes, just bad production stuff, bad acting, bad direction, that kind of thing. And some movies are just bad all over. But sometimes it just, you know, unintentionally fun and funny, you know, results because of that. So
Entertaining.
exactly. Entertaining in a way that the director may not have originally planned. Like a lot of Neil Breen movies are like that, you know, just because of the way he thinks out of the box. It's technically not a very good film, but it's so entertaining you don't mind, you know. So I don't know. Everybody's kind of got their own sort of way about that or how they view that sort of thing. But we take our three scores, we total it up, and then we rank it on the ladder of stink, and we see if that movie makes it all the way up to stinky heaven along with the other 30s that are up there. So there you go. So who would like to score this movie first?
I'll
Guys.
go.
Oh, go ahead, Liz. Yes, please do.
Ladies first.
There you
Ladies
go.
first.
There you
Ladies
go.
first.
So I would give it an 8.5.
Okay.
It was so bad. It was so offensive. It was entertaining, at least. I think I agree with what Paul said, that this is probably more of like a stoner movie. So this is probably something best watched under the influence.
Of something.
But it was entertaining, and I don't ever hate a movie. I mean, when you work in films, you realize what goes into it and you appreciate it. Maybe it's not your kind of art, but it's art.
Have you ever worked with puppets?
No, but I'd be open to it.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I guess you just haven't had that opportunity yet, right?
Have you worked with turkeys?
No, but I do have a funny story about turkeys.
Oh my
It
God, you've got to tell us now.
was several days before Thanksgiving, and I was driving back on the highway with my kids from somewhere. And we see this livestock semi coming up in front of us. So we're all excited. We love animals. And we pull up and we're like, oh my God, it's turkeys. And the kids and I were laughing.
Oh man, so they were going to get go get gone.
So sad.
No, it's a
Save
terrible.
us, save us, Liz.
I know, you should have said, should have jumped on the back of that thing, opened them up and said, free
Be free,
turkeys.
be free.
But
One of them can pop out and say, gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
I remember when we did our review of Zombievers and Courtney Palm, who acted in it, she was like, oh my God, you guys sound like vegans. Because we're all about the animals and
Yeah,
saving
we
all the
wanted to help the
animals.
animals.
Well,
We
she's a
wanted them all
vegan, so
vegan.
she was complimenting us, you know, because we were all like, oh no, because we were saying the dog that got eaten in the thing, we
Oh,
felt terrible about the dog. We're like, no, kill the humans, not the dog. You know? And so yeah. So you give it a 8.5, huh? So
there you go. Not
there
bad.
you
Not
go.
bad.
I'll give it a 9.5. I'm gonna tie it with the first original one as that. I can't give it a lower score because it's way too fucking out there. But had I been able to, like, we've talked about this before, Paul, where if you could look back and change your scores or something because you've seen other movies and your eyes have been enlightened to other stuff, you know, and everything, I'd probably give Thanksgiving, the first one, a lower score. I think back then I was a little new and green to this world, and I gave things that, like, I feel like I gave things too high and too low of a score,
Yeah,
you
we
know,
should
back then.
probably do an episode sometime, maybe a video one where we talk about, five or six changes that we would make to our scores. Just
Or like,
kind
or we could go through all of them and say, would you keep that
That's
or would you not?
a lot of episodes, though. That's a
I
lot of
know, but that
shows.
would be a fun and long episode. I'd love that, actually.
All
You
right.
know, so that'd be fun.
So 9.5 and an 8.5.
Yep.
Well, naturally, I like this movie a little bit better than you guys do.
Yes, you do.
It definitely has some stink to it. It's definitely overwhelming, especially if you are coming into this not knowing what's about to happen. I can't imagine being blindsided like that without even having some context for the turkey and for its little world. So I can understand sort of being, caught under an avalanche, with this particular film. And I do wish there had been a little bit of restraint exercised in this because, like I said, there were some fun, inventive things that got lost because of just the sheer amount of wackiness that gets doled out in this film. But I did still have a lot of fun. I did think it was very inventive and it showed a lot of promise. And as far as the writer and director Jordan Downey goes, I have to say, I'm gonna check out everything I can from him because clearly he's not making movies like anybody else does, and I appreciate that. So I'm gonna go a little bit lower and I'm gonna go with an 8.0.
Okay, you're gonna go with the 8.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. You like this movie a lot more than I did. I honestly was not a fan.
I could tell.
And I think I even apologized to Liz for having her watch this movie.
Yeah, you did.
Oh dear.
And but I was scared. I thought, oh God, oh God, but what if, because I was watching it while I was messaging her. I was like, oh God, what have we gotten poor Liz into? But I knew she could handle it because it's not,
I ain't scared.
yeah,
There you
like you've
go.
said before, you've seen worse
She's a
stuff,
tough
like,
cookie.
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was, but I think this was like one of the worst you've seen, like as far as the stinkometer thing goes, you know, right? Like, I don't think
Yeah.
we've ever
I was just
showed you
thinking about
anything.
it.
I don't know. Death Rank was just, it was
Well,
awful.
that wasn't on the Indie Film Cafe. I'm thinking of Indie Film Cafe general, and I think like if I look at the ones that you've done, you started off with Jolly Roger,
Reptoids.
so that was pretty
Reptoids, right?
bad.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. There was a shark one too that was just Land Shark.
Oh,
Oh,
that's right. That was.
man.
Oh, I think that was Shark Attack Sunday, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think we did Land Shark
We've had
for
you on a
that.
few shows. That's great. We love having you on. It's so much fun.
I love being on here. You guys are
Hey,
fun.
yeah.
appreciate that.
We
And
enjoy
you
that.
expose me to a wider world.
Exposes the perfect word.
Unnecessary a world you want to see, maybe, but it's wider. Nothing
I'm
wrong
sure.
with that.
Oh, maybe you weren't in. Wow, did you not
Because
come for
honestly,
season
if you
five?
had been poling through Tubi, would you,
Oh.
if you'd seen this, would you have jumped into it?
Probably
No.
not. But
Especially.
that's good. I think it's good to open yourself up to things you wouldn't normally watch.
Right.
Okay, yeah,
And
and then you
it's
but with
nice seeing
Bullneck you
something.
liked, so you that was a low score,
And it's
so.
nice when you get something that's totally out of the norm. You know, for most movies, and something completely different. You know, that's, I think this movie should be just like in Monty Python, and now for something completely different. Because this movie is completely different.
Yeah, they could have done that with that, and it would have been sort of funny because, yeah, it did feel like there was a bunch of different skits. It was like almost a bunch of different movies put into one movie, you know? Like, he had ideas for, like, wouldn't it be great? And then he was like, you know what? I'm only doing one more. Let's just put them all in there and put it on Bullender and put it in the Pluckmaster 3000 and set it free, you
Well, do
know?
your moody magic and see if you can't get a hold of Jordan Downey. Maybe he'll
I
bring
mean,
a happy
I'm
puppet with him.
pretty sure I can message him, but
And we got to find out where's the turkey puppet? If it's been retired, is it available?
oh,
You
you're
know?
always looking for the puppets,
I'm
man.
always looking for the puppets. I love the puppets.
We got to show you a movie someday called Roller Gator,
Greatest movie ever.
and yeah, and it's a puppet, like a little puppet gator, baby gator,
He's
you know, thing,
plastic and he's purple and he raps.
and he raps, you know, just like the grandma in this movie.
It's
Thank
more
you.
kid oriented though, so it's not offensive.
Yeah, it's not offensive. It is fun. It's cute, you
It's
know.
adorable.
I liked it. But back then I think I gave it a high score. Once again, another thing I would have probably would have given it a lower score now, especially after watching it a few times, you know. Like, I think I respect it a little bit more, you know. But
And
back then I
unfortunately,
didn't know,
we
you
went
know.
looking for the turkey puppet and we got a hold of Scott Shaw. And apparently, he gave us the terrible, terrible, terrible news that unfortunately, the director had a fit one day and tore the puppet up.
Oh.
So the puppet is no more, which is a sin. I would pay anything I had to get a hold of that puppet. And,
I wonder if they have the. Wasn't there a puppet for a little lost sea serpent? Did he
oh, yeah.
destroy that one too?
I don't know. Don't know. But at least Baby Gator made it a, another appearance in another film, so at least you get him again at some point at Toad
Yeah,
Warrior
Toad Warrior or whatever.
with Conrad Brooks.
So. There you go. They're besties,
Oh yeah.
in that thing. So anyway, yeah, it, yeah, that's right. You did a Conrad Brooks movie with us too. You did Reptoids.
Reptoids Walk
Reptoids
Among
Walk
Us.
Among Us.
I
I
see you smiling for that one too.
don't know if she's smiling for the right reasons, but
it was goofy.
It was goofy. It was cute.
Yeah. So we had some, we've shown you some fun little things so far.
Yeah.
So you've been a trooper with us, 'cause
Someday we get you in the studio and we'll show you Miss Werewolf. I that's like the one. That's like the you know the 10 the first 10 plus we did is
one
this.
has to be watched with friends, it sounds like.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
well, I mean, I don't even think it's available online or anything, but
No.
the
But I've got
yeah, I don't know if I don't you might have to count me out.
it. Come on,
It's like
honey.
2.5 hours long, man. Like, I can't sit through that again, you know? Like, I have a hard time going to the theater these days for these 2.5 hour long
Yeah.
fucking Marvel movies. And
Well,
I gotta pee like every
think
freaking.
about it this way, Moody. You're not really watching the movie this time around. You're watching everybody else react to the movie.
I don't get as much pleasure as you do on that, you know? Like, you
Just when people
really
are like,
enjoy that.
"What?"
What?
People are like, "What? I can't believe I just saw that."
And they hit you. Like,
Oh,
why
they
would
don't
you
hit
want people to hit you?
me.
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand any of this. But that's your call, brah.
It's fun. It's fun.
All right,
new
if you say so.
Experiences.
Well, Liz, are we gonna have you back for the season? Come back again?
Heck yeah!
All right, there you go. We're
you guys just let me know when.
Oh yeah, there's a doggy.
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, that's Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Ruby.
Oh, Ruby's saying hello. Giving the camera a kiss.
Super cute.
There you go. Aw.
Oh,
Ruby
my
says,
goodness.
Where's my Pluckmaster 3000?
Ruby.
Oh, God, no. Don't
where's
say
my,
that.
Where's my turkey?
Oh, my goodness.
Ruby would love a turkey puppet.
I think it was hilarious that the little baby turkey, you know, wanted the Pluckmaster 3000.
Like,
what? Why would a turkey want to kill another turkey or whatever? Is that cannibalism?
And eat them.
Is that cannibalism?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, no. Not good. Jordan Downey, what's wrong with you? I don't know. Maybe if we get him on the show, we can find out.
First question we should ask. Jordan
yeah.
Downey,
what's wrong with you?
With
you? He'll be like, oh, I get that question a lot.
Oh,
Lord. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We had a,
thanks, Liz.
We had a
we
blast. And
it.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah,
you,
thanks for having me on, guys.
You are so funny. And this has just been great. So everybody, check. I think next week will be Paul's again, and I think that's going to be with us and just Jen. So that's going to be a fun little episode. Then after that, it'll be another month. So that's how
go.
We're doing it these days.
So
All
go
right.
Grab yourself a nice plate of turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes, and we will see everybody on the flip side.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.